The family of a Delaware correctional officer who died during a hostage incident, as well as five officers taken hostage, have filed a federal lawsuit. Details from WHYY's Zoe Reed.
The plaintiffs seek compensatory and punitive damages, as well as a jury trial following an inmate uprising at the James T. Vaughan Correctional Center in February that left Lieutenant Stephen Floyd dead. Their attorneys allege poor oversight under former governors Jack Markell and Ruth Ann Minner and correction officials led to the deadly standoff. Attorney Tom Neuberger says for 16 years, requests to install more security cameras and hire more staff were denied, even after a counselor was raped at the prison in 2004. Neuberger says instead the state spent $23 million a year on overtime shifts.
This was all the direct fault of two governors who were derelict in their duties to protect those who were working within our system to keep us safe.
Attorney Thomas Crumpler says the corrections officers he represents suffer severe PTSD and have been robbed of unalienable rights.
The defendants here, including Governors Markell and Minner, not only failed to secure these rights, but their actions over 16 years have deprived Lieutenant Floyd of his life and have deprived his family of their pursuit of happiness. Their actions have deprived the CO, Smith, Wilkinson, Tuxworth, McCall, and Hammond of their liberty, and the injuries they suffered and sustained will permanently affect their pursuit of happiness.
Reverend Christopher Bullock, who leads a coalition advocating prison reform, has been pressing the state to improve living conditions for inmates. He says he believes Delaware politicians haven't done enough. He says he hopes the lawsuit, alongside his advocacy work, will spark action.
The people in the community, family members of those who incarcerate, family members of correction officers, are demanding change. This is beyond politics. This is about people's lives and principles that matter.
Department of Correction Commissioner Perry Phelps says he cannot comment on the lawsuit, but says he's working with Governor Jack Markell and the General Assembly to improve safety and security. The governor's proposed budget already asks for $6.3 million more to address prison conditions. There's an ongoing criminal investigation into the hostage taking. The Department of Correction is launching an internal review, and the governor has called for an independent investigation once that's complete. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.